The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Our pre-match interview, Lauren is downstairs.
Thank you very much, Kozer. I'm here with Blake Carosella from the Richmond Footy Club, who's been downstairs preparing so much. We've just come up and he's quite surprised that the sun's still out. But Blake, the conditions probably couldn't be better tonight. It's pristine out here, isn't it?
Yeah, fantastic. No wind, a little bit of sunshine in the background there, but I think by game time, hopefully it's gone.
Now, I don't know if you've heard or read anywhere, but I've just seen a big, tall bloke with blonde hair run out. I think his name's Tom Lynch. I've read nothing about him. How exciting is it to finally have it confirmed that he's in? We can all get over it and just see him get out there and do his stuff.
He hasn't trained yet either, so I've only just met him tonight for the first time. Very exciting. He's put a lot of hard work in. He's had a program from the start of pre-season, even before that last year, I guess, through to the point he's at now where he can play his first game for the Richmond Football Club. And, he's a fantastic, key marking player, and he'll play forward next to Jack Riewoldt and maybe Dusty Marty at times, and hopefully they play well together.
Blake, it's Ian Cohen. Good luck tonight. Darren Berry here, Mark Neal, and also Heath Buck as well. You moved around a couple of clubs. How much have you had to just cool his engines a little bit in terms of not having to prove himself in the first 5 minutes? Talk to him about long-term as well, because we know as soon as a player arrives at a new club, they talk about getting respective teammates and all these sort of things as well. How do you moderate that with a young bloke who's wanting to put his stamp on the game and play in front of the biggest crowd he's probably played in front of?
It can be tricky, but he got respect straight away. He probably had it before he came in through his football ability and the way he went about things. But he's a professional. He's been fantastic in rehab. Some of his intellect in discussion through team meetings as well. But the other point you made, it's round one. Everyone wants to play well, and probably more so he does his first game for a new club. And I've been in that situation before, and you do, but that quickly goes away, and it's back out to another game of football. And he's got new teammates to play with, so he needs to play a game style, and you learn it fairly quickly.
Blake, Chuck upstairs. Good luck tonight and good luck for the season ahead, mate. I'm more interested, whilst all the hype's been around Tommy Lynch, but with my St Kilda hat on, Mav Weller, who was delisted by the club, makes his way into the best 22 at a premiership team and a preliminary finalist last year. Just tell our listeners about how Mav Weller's fitted in at the Tigers.
Yeah, really well. He had a few niggles in the pre-season, but once he got training, Lynch, he gained the respect. He's a great athlete. He's probably one of the best kicks I've seen, and I've been around a fair bit. A beautiful long kick of the ball as well. So he'll play across half forward, maybe in the midfield, and he'll bring that forward line pressure that we've done for the last 2 years.
Karen, Neildy here. How are you, mate?
Good, mate.
Just a quick question. I suppose the finals campaign that was last season, the whole footy world was shocked that you boys didn't make it to grand final day and then actually win the thing. Now, what's that been like over summer? Has that caused a rethink of the way that you play, or are you just going to keep that same way and trying to get even better at it? And how does Tom Lynch and the revolt factor, how does that play in that?
It's a good question.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, you're very good at those.
Thank you. That's him done for the year, Blake.
Now, we'll no doubt, as you do every year, and during the season as well, you tweak the way you play. And no doubt, we went away from that game, and we knew Collingwood was going to be a really hard game, the prelim last year, and they were too good for us that night. But we go away. We've added a few new players. We've tweaked the game style a little bit. But, the trademark of the Richmond Footy Club, the pressure and the contested nature of our game, that'll stay.
Okay. Yeah, good. Well, I'm going to look forward, mate, to sitting back and having a look at that. Now, on K-Rock, we do like to have a little bit of humour mixed in for our listeners, and some not as serious as some of the other radio stations, but we
King
enjoy it.
And Benny weren't around tonight. There'd be no questions about cricket or...
You're sadly mistaken. I've actually lost a bet to Tom King, which means I do have to ask you the following question. I apologise to you, but I'm sure our listeners will be interested, because Tom is a big name in the Geelong area, particularly the K-Rock listeners. Now, mate, I've got to ask you this question. Can you please describe the catch that Tom King took in the St Joseph's Six a couple of weeks ago?
Well, I can describe it. I was down on the boundary line. He was in first slip, and there was a very faint edge. He somehow caught it behind his left hip. I don't know how he still caught it, because I've seen him field before. But one of the best catches I've seen in the fifth now it is. But more importantly, Mark, since you've been to the Geelong Basketball Association, I got an email the other day, and all our games filmed now, and you go back and you watch the game and all your scores. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And the team that you speak of, the one that you play in, has a lot of football identities in it.
Doesn't really,
it's got yourself. There's a very what, an ex big forward for the Cats. There's an ex little man for the Cats. Very highly skillful little fella he was. Cara, there seems to be a direct correlation between the time that your team plays and the number of tech fouls that are given and the problems I have with the little young referees. We need to speak about that, maybe off air.
Yeah, I think that's best left off air.
Back to the football, Blake.
Yeah, good idea.
tonight, obviously, special night, no doubt about it. Season opener when you're looking at it from that sort of prism. How important, obviously, for the Tigers just to get off to a flyer and stamp themselves again looking at September?
Well, it always is. And now, if you go back 2 years, in 17, we won our first five games and gives you a bit of breathing space and the pressure goes off a little bit. But it's a long season at the same time. And, you know, Carlton have improved. They're going to keep improving as well. And it's the first game since we lost that prelim, so Dimmer's just done a nice little speech inside, and I'm sure our boys are going to come out and give their best.
Last one for me, Cara. Toby Nankervis, Oregon's been a fantastic recruit for the Tigers. I love his toughness around the ball. Are we going to see a little bit of assistance from the big blonde Lynchy in the ruck? How much time will he spend doing some ruck work?
I'm not exactly sure, but Noah Bolter's playing as well, so
yep.
I'd say he's probably got the second crack in the ruck, and we're a bit taller than we have been. I thought that would have been one of the questions that Mark Neild may have asked. But certainly different structure to last year. So
you're telling us he won't spend any time in the ruck, Tom Lynch?
No, he might. I can't guarantee anything like that. But Jack Rewald, in fact, in the 17 grand final, Daniel Rioli was doing the forward 50 ruck work. But big game. It's a different structure, so hopefully it goes well.
The reason I threw it in, Cara, I said last one, obviously Griggs played that sort of second pinch-hitting ruckman, and I'm gathering, looking at the makeup, that maybe that won't be the way forward. And with this young boy, and we're looking forward to seeing Bolter in action and Lynch tall up forward to do it. It's going to be a little bit of a different Tigers ruck setup.
Yeah, certainly. Once again, we're tweaking our game. At the same time, Sean Griggs injured, so he can't play. If it goes well, is that the way forward? We'll wait and see.
He's playing his cards close to the chest now, isn't he? He's just not giving us much.
Normal.
He's had to work through cricket, basketball, you know, he's covered the whole lot. Blake, always appreciate your time on K-Rock. Good luck for the Tigs tonight.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Blake Carosella there for the Prestige JK pre-match interview. Australia's number one motorhome dealer. 2019 might best be the year you jump into a JK. Go and see him, Bellarine Highway in Newcombe.
The Prestige JK pre-game interview.